and welcome to Piece of Me, the podcast by Zalando. I'm Janine Matos, your host and Senior Portfolio Manager for Partner Services here at Zalando. In each episode, I welcome an inspirational expert from Zalando to take a deep dive into the fashion and tech retail industry and also share lots of practical tips and trends to help you on your own career and work journey. By the way, if you're interested in careers at Zalando, click the link to our job page in the show notes. On the show, each guest brings in three items as they reveal their motivation, stories, and what they've learned along the way. A piece that is close to their heart, one from their career, and one from their time at Zalando. So let's get started by meeting my guest for today, Dan Persha, Head of Engineering for Zeos Logistics. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Oh, going very well. I'm very excited to be part of this podcast today. I think now that we're having this brand and shiny new project by Zalando called Zeos, it would be my pleasure to talk a little bit about it.
I mean, let's go right into it. But before, can you just list the three items that you actually brought, which we will find out more about later?
My first item is a book. My second item is a bike wheel. And actually, I kind of cheated and I have two things as my third item related to Zalando. It's the t-shirt I'm wearing, but also I have a coffee mug.
So looking forward to the stories behind those three. And I mean, the more the merrier. So if you brought two items, that means there's a really good stories behind them. But before we go into that, tell me about your role. So you are head of engineering for Zeos Logistics. So I had before in previous episodes, Isabel Rocher, Tino Naftali, and Karin Nerbas as guests, and they talked back then about the new B2B logistics project and what was being worked on. Now it actually was released a couple months ago, and it's known as Zeos, and you are the head of engineering for Zeos Logistics.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the way I'm looking at my role is that I would like to be as close to our customers as possible. So part of my role is to look into how to build amazing teams who themselves would build amazing solutions as quickly as possible for our customers and with as little cost as possible. And I think these days being customer-centric is very, very important as this gives focus to our work. I'm trying to achieve these things, like doing lots of things in my day-to-day work, but I'll only mention like three aspects of my role. First, the role, I think it has a strategic element. Part of it is like challenging the product. The second element of my role is related to execution, creating transparency around the organization, making sure that everybody knows what we are focusing on. Third, I have a support role. I'm trying to make sure that the people in my teams are growing. They are learning new things. Yeah, what I'm doing is practically trying to coach or give advice to my engineering managers and principal engineers, and I'm trying to help them become better professionals.
I like how you actually broke them down and also touched about the coaching part. I have talked about this also with previous guests, that we have the mentoring platform, but then of course, as a lead, how important it is to make sure that your directs are pushed into the right direction and also get the support they need to grow in their role. So let's go back to Zeos. As mentioned earlier, I actually already had, before Zeos was launched, three guests who already talked about the project that was ongoing, and I was not really aware what's coming up. So it was actually really interesting to see, oh, we want to be this platform where other partners can actually use our logistics center to send products that maybe were bought on their platform. So we just become this kind of logistics center without actually being their selling platform.
Yes, exactly. So our principal engineers try to come up with a definition of what Zeos is. So practically the definition is like Zeos is the inventory and order orchestrator between multiple retailers and multiple fulfillment networks by taking care of extensions or customizations for unique customer needs by using standard Zalando capabilities.
So then that's the official communication we have for Zeos, right? That's what we share.
I mean, it's not yet official. Let's see if we can share it with this occasion. What I'd like to do is walk you through a couple of use cases we have for Zeos, starting with our customers. Who are our customers? We have different fashion brands who want to sell fashion in Europe. And some brands are already in Europe, but some other ones want to penetrate the European market. What do all of these brands want? Well, what they want is to fulfill orders all over Europe, practically in every corner of Europe. And this is a very hard problem to solve because, especially if you're not already in Europe, you need lots of logistics infrastructure. So what do brands do these days in order to practically solve these problems? So at the beginning of a season, they know kind of how much items they would produce, and they start looking into how to split their stock in order to be able to sell it. What they do is sell a piece of their stock to different kinds of platforms who could practically fulfill the order. And they are also trying to sell some of these items themselves through their own e-commerce website. It's a very hard problem for them. It's very hard to know how much each of these platforms would sell. If one of these platforms would sell, would kind of run out of stock, you cannot find the items you're selling on that platform anymore. But it might happen that another platform is not able to sell the items, so there is an overstock there. And ZEOS is looking to solve this problem. What our value proposition is you give us all of the stock you have, we are storing it and fulfilling all of the orders you have, no matter on where the order was requested by the customer. There are a few other challenges we have right now. So each brand has their own e-commerce, and they are trying to sell items all over Europe. But they don't have the capabilities to do that. And Zalando, because we are already, as Zalando, selling items all over Europe, we have 12 fulfillment centers. We are integrated with carriers, more than 40 of them all around Europe. And a very important and hard problem to solve in fashion is, how do you deal with returns? And Zalando has more than 20 return and refurbishment centers spread all over Europe. We are present in 23 markets, and that's something the brands cannot really compete with. We offer different kinds of services, including this, call it black label services. So the brand can choose their own packaging and the way of delivering the package.
So let's talk about maybe the first piece that you brought, which is close to your heart. Which book is it?
Well, it's in Romanian. It's a very old book. It's actually written, I think, by a German guy, Stefan Klein. And the book is called The Science of Happiness. This is because I love science so much. And this book is very close to my heart and important to me because I think as leaders, we should be motivated, but not only that, we should also look into how to motivate others. And in order to be able to manage our own motivation, it's very important to know how the brain works. And this book practically tries to make sure that you know how the brain works. And it quotes different studies and is bringing lots of examples.
If you can share an example, what is the approach of this book?
Yeah, so practically, as I mentioned, it brings lots of examples, and let's go through one of them. So, yeah, think about a very beautiful day, and you're at the beach, and the sun is shining, the sand is hot, and you're having a drink in your hand, and everything is just perfect. And at one point, in the back, you start hearing a noise. You realize that actually there is a construction site. And there is somebody who is making bigger and bigger noise, maybe drilling something into a wall. And the question is, can you still enjoy the landscape? Like, the sun is still shining, the sand is still hot, your drink is still cold and perfect, but can you enjoy the moment? When the brain picks up signals, is looking of both the good signals and call it the bad signals. And it's always prioritizing what's bad first. So even though you have lots of positive things going around, when something negative is happening, that takes priority and your brain is only focusing on that. A learning here, like for leaders, it's, for example, on when we provide feedback, like focusing a lot on the negative things could bring the motivation down and could practically have a the person who is receiving the feedback only looking into the dark side of things. And it's important also to mention good things happening and actually focusing on the good things so that in the end your feedback gets received and also that person is able to change their behavior, is able to more easily accept the feedback.
A feedback should always be taken in a good way. If you then want to work on it or not, it's always up to oneself, be it professionally, be it on our private life. So yeah, what was the name again, Jensen, for me? Sorry.
The Science of Happiness. Yeah, there are lots of examples in the book, and I definitely recommend the read. It's very fun and very useful. And for me, I think it's one of the great books which changed my life, made me have a better and a more optimistic view on the world.
Do you sometimes, when there's like moments, still go back and read chapters or...
Let's say that this book has been read many times and it doesn't look like very brand new anymore. Like I'm trying from time to time to come back and read some more of the examples in the book.
I like how you're close to your heart. Actually, in the end, also already shifts to the next one. That is the career item. But what did you actually bring as a career item?
Yes, I brought something very interesting and very large. It's actually a bike wheel.
I was wondering if that's a tent or what did you bring? Because I just saw that huge bag. So there's a bike wheel in it.
Actually, I would have brought a bike, a full bike. But I think I didn't know how big the studio is. And I think you probably don't have enough space.
You took off the wheel and brought it in. And you're like, okay, this is what I need.
Yes, I have many bikes. And I took the wheel of one of the bikes.
How many bikes do you have?
Yeah, I think I have four of them and counting. But like, I'm trying to get rid of one of them. There are too many.
So why did you choose a bike or a bike wheel as your career item?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So there are a few reasons. I put lots of thought into this. So first of all, I had some time off during the Christmas break. And what I thought is a project. And well, as I'm an engineer and I'll always be an engineer, I thought, why shouldn't I actually build a bike? And this is how I got my fourth bike, building it from scratch.
Is it a race bike? Is it like a basic bike? How can I imagine it?
Yeah, it's a race bike. Yeah, it's supposed to be a very fast bike. After some trial runs, I can confirm that actually it rolls. It's very fast. It's very furious. And yeah.
Does it also have brakes? Does it also stop?
Yes, actually, surprisingly, it also stops. Start, stops, everything is good. Another reason on why I chose a wheel is because I think a wheel is a very strong symbol. It's like one of the symbols of civilization. People became civilized once they discovered fire, and then they invented the wheel. In engineering is also a very important thing because everybody tells you that the wheel is something you should never try to reinvent. It's there, reuse it, don't reinvent the wheel.
That's true. And it's so funny that you actually mentioned that because I actually just talked about that with my previous guests, Maria and Dushan, where we're about like, hey, we are not here to reinvent the wheel at Zalando. We want to reuse things or share our product so that other teams can work from it. So it's actually really funny that you're also mentioning it.
But yeah, getting back on how the wheel is related to my career, it's because the wheel is a very concrete thing. You can see it and you can touch it. And my whole career, I've been dealing with software. It's still engineering, but it's very abstract. And luckily now I work in logistics, which as you'll maybe see later, it's a field which is very grounded in reality. So using the software we are building, real parcels getting packed by real people are getting delivered to our very real customers.
But you specifically really choose a bike or the building the bike as a career item.
The reason I chose this as my career items is because it was a pleasure to build it. People have this intrinsic motivation to practically learn new things. And all of these learnings while doing something provides lots of pleasure and satisfaction. And yeah, my question was how to use this to our advantage, both as leaders, but also as companies. Yeah, I think that in order to move forward as an organization, it's very necessary to continuously learn new things and be innovative. Yeah, these are very important ways to stay on top of our competition. This only happens when people who are part of the organization learn new things. Most of the things you learn by doing, I learned a lot by building the bike. I could build the second one much easier. And I think it's the responsibility of, for example, the head of engineering to create opportunities for people to exchange ideas and to learn from each other.
So your Zalando item, you brought two things, a mug and the t-shirt. And I know that t-shirt. I actually have that t-shirt too, only mine is gray.
Nice, nice. So practically just to describe the t-shirt, it's actually a Zalando t-shirt. On it, it's written Hackwick. It's a very old one, maybe from 2014. Well, I brought this one because it's related to this Hackwick, which is a learning event. But also because I'm working in Zios since like roughly 8 months. But I was working for Zalando before that, and I took a break. So practically, I am one of the people who boomeranged out of Zalando, but kind of came back after a break of 3.5 years.
What was your position before you left Zalando?
I was working as an engineering manager, and I was working actually in the fashion store. We were building some CMSs, but also practically building the framework based on which the Zalando shop is operating. Yeah, actually, that's the interesting part. This is one of the reasons why I came back to Zalando, because of this brand new project called Zios Logistics, which is not related at all to what I was doing before.
We still have one piece that we didn't talk about. You said you brought two Zalando items, so we talked about the Hack Week t-shirt. But what about that mug? What mug did you bring?
Thanks for reminding me. I almost forgot about it. So yeah, this mug actually has a very interesting story. It's a black mug, just to describe it to our audience. On top of it, it's written Hiring Hero. The story behind it is that some years ago, Zalando was going through this hyper growth phase. We are hiring lots of new talented engineers. And there were a couple of people who were getting these mugs. The rule was that if you, in the previous year, interviewed more than 100 people, you're getting it. So, yes, I proudly have this Hiring Hero mug because of the sheer amount of interviews I did. And practically hiring requires lots of discipline. And this is actually what I'm also trying to achieve with my team, because we have a few positions we want to fill in. What I'm looking into is how to achieve this very great hiring experience. You know, having this amazing hiring experience is very crucial to be able to hire amazing and diverse people.
So you are still hiring for your team?
Yes, we are hiring for both hubs. So in both Berlin and Stockholm.
If you're interested in being part of the Zalando world, or more specifically, even the Zios Logistics, go to jobs.zalando.de. Thank you so much for being here. But before we actually wrap up, do you have any last words, maybe some tips how to succeed?
Yeah, definitely. I have a piece of advice which I'm trying to follow myself, and that's focus, focus, focus. It's very important to have a good strategy. Thinking about the strategy, planning ahead, but also be open to adapt. And I know these are slightly conflicting things, but being agile is also very important, especially when it comes to executing on the strategy.
Nice. Thank you so much for sharing those insights. It's really good tips. Thank you so much for being my guest today, Dan, and for sharing your story and the pieces you brought.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Janine, for inviting me today. Today I'll have a great day because of this recording.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you'd like to know more about careers at Zalando, go to jobs.zalando.de. You'll find that link in the show notes.
or check out our Instagram page, Inside Zalando, and leave a comment about the episode you just listened to. Our next episode is coming in 2 weeks, and I'll be talking to another guest from Zalando about life inside the fashion and tech retail industry, and of course, their three pieces of me.